I want to take a few minutes and come to you with words and a time of prayer. We live in a time where more than ever, we need to hold on to God with trust and prayer. Prayer was the channel that the Lord established so we could be close to Him and we could enter into a relationship with Him, a communion with Him as a Father, and He toward us as His children, so we could relate as friends and as family. And so we could understand that when we talk to Him, He hears us. And if He hears us, He brings the correct response. Listen to me well, at the correct time. Today, I want to take this space to talk to you about what Isaiah 53 says, to remind you a little bit about His great love, to the point that He surrendered Himself as a living sacrifice. First, so we could be saved from God's wrath. Second, so we could be healed. Be healed of a spiritual disease called sin, which makes us be born condemned, which makes us be born dead to a communion with the Father. Through this sacrifice, we can be healed and receive physical healing and receive life, an eternal life, a life which makes us abundant in all of the manifestations of God's love in each situation that we live in this world. We can live a life of abundance, knowing how to live and knowing how to enjoy it. Isaiah 53, from verse 3 on, says, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." What great love is expressed in these short words? Someone who took your place and took my place. Someone that out of love said, "Give me your sin and I give you my heart. I give you my forgiveness. I give you my salvation." This is something which is hard to believe, that this was given only by grace, because there is nothing that we can do to be forgiven. Because if we are already born with sin, we are born transgressing the law. We are born condemned by the law. Already, because of sin, we are born condemned. So if we are not in God, there is no hope. Christ surrendered himself for us. This word expresses that we should have been the ones suffering, but out of love, he took our place, not caring about your condition, you know? Not caring how you think, how you behave. He loved you and continues loving you. Consequently, I want to pray for you today. And I want you to pray with me. Take a few minutes to pray with me. Let us talk with the Father, because the moment of your healing arrived today. The first healing you will experience through the blood of Christ, through His sacrifice, is having peace in your heart, is receiving freedom in your soul from the past, from the suffering, from the oppression, from the sadness, from the resentment, from the bitterness, from the harm having been done to your heart, from the disappointments. This is the first thing that you need to be healed of. It is the first healing that you need your soul to be free, your spirit to be free, and then to be lifted from that wheelchair, to be lifted from that stretcher, to be lifted out of that intensive care unit. I believe that God is continuing to perform miracles, and your moment of healing has arrived today in the name of Jesus. To be risen from that chair where you have your dialysis done, to be risen from that chair where you have your chemotherapy done, to be lifted from that AIDS, from that cancer, from that leukemia, from that diabetes, from that pain in your spine, from that headache, from that tumor, to be lifted today. Do you believe it? Do you believe it today? If you believe it, leave everything that you are doing and put your right hand in your heart right now and repeat with me these words, and then just believe. Because today I come to announce that something new is happening in your life. Can you repeat with me? Lord Jesus, today I recognize my condition, and that separated from you, I cannot do anything. I am a sinner. I was born a sinner. I know I have no options. I have tried. I have tried to feel peace, to feel accepted, to lift myself up. But I recognize today that separated from you, I cannot do anything. I receive your word and your truth. I recognize my condition. I ask for forgiveness because I know that I have been away from you and I have tried to live my life my way. Today, I run to your arms and cry out to you, "Have mercy on me, Lord. Outside of you, there is no hope. Outside of you, there is no life. Forgive me. I confess my sins. I recognize them. I surrender my heart to you. Reside in it. And through these words, I confess to you today as my Lord that I want you to be my Lord and Savior. And from now on, Lord, give me life to enjoy it, because I feel and know today that the life I had lived up to now was not life. But in you, now I know that I will live. Just as your word says today, I have passed from death to life. Because you are my resurrection, Lord Jesus, you are my resurrection. I appeal today to your sacrifice in the cross, to your shed blood, so I can have peace and so I can receive healing. Today, I need to be healed in the name of Jesus. I declare in my body healing in my soul. I declare healing in my body, healing in my soul, healing in my heart, in the name of Jesus, because your word says that because of your wounds, I have been healed, first from evil, from sin, from condemnation, and then you heal me from my pain, from my cancer, from my physical sickness. Today, I believe that you lift me up. Say it with me. Lord, today I believe that you lift me up. I believe today that this is my moment with you. I believe today that you are the resurrection and the life. And as your word says, which I believe and confess because it has power, as your word says, that he who believes in you, even if he's dead, he will live. I believe today that you lift me up. I believe today that you lift up my family. I believe that you lift up that person, that relative today, who is in a coma from that intensive care unit. Today, you bring life. I receive that life. Raise your right hand to heaven today and say, Lord, I receive that life. Just declare it. Just tell him, I receive that life. I receive your life. Lord, I surrendered my sin and I receive your life. Come on, say it. Lord, I surrendered my sin. I receive your life. I receive freedom because you are. Because where you are, there is your spirit. And where your spirit is, there is freedom. I believe that I am free because there is power in you, Jesus. Your word is life, and it has power. Hence, now, tell him with me, Lord, hence today I renounce to sadness. Today I renounce to depression. Today I renounce to all sin. Today I renounce to all inequity. Today I renounce to all rebelliousness. Today, I renounce to all that has wanted to operate in me, which is not coming from you, in the name of Jesus. Today, I renounce to every curse. Today, I renounce to all sickness in the name of Jesus, and I declare that I am free. I declare that I am free because of what happened in the cross. I declare that I am free. And as your word says, every decree against me, you nail it to the cross. Today I run to the cross. Today I believe what happened in the cross. I accept that life. I accept that sacrifice. Hallelujah. And not only believe that you went to the cross and remain in it, but I also believe that you resurrected and you have power and you are the Lord of all things. I receive healing. Father, I pray for each person and I join their cry. I cry out for the one who is sick, the one who the medical science had declared hopeless. Father, have mercy. And through this simple prayer, which is coming from the heart, manifest your glory in the one who is lifting up his arms and is believing. Father, this is a prayer for healing. Healing for the heart, healing for the soul, healing for the body. Father, in the name of Jesus, I join the hundreds, the thousands, the millions who receive this word and who trust, who today simply say, Lord, you are my last hope. You are my last hope, Lord. Who, Father, have understood that there is nothing that science can do, that only a miracle has to occur. Those miracles that only you can perform. I ask you to have mercy, that you save many, Father. May your bonds of love be expressed to each heart, and may your healing meet those who are needing it. Oh God, reach them, embrace them, bring freedom, heal them, Lord. Because your love is in effect. Your presence continues to be in effect. Lift up, Lord, the one who is in the intensive care unit. Lift him up. Lift up those who are in the intensive care unit. Lift up the hopeless. Lift them up. Even those, Lord, who have become accustomed to living with the disease because they were told that it was for life. Destroy those curses, Father, because the one who believes in you, even if he is dead, he will live. Lord, I declare your word on those who receive it today, and I believe it, and lift their hands to your trust, to you, trusting that your word, Lord, will produce fruit and it will multiply. May your word flow in them like rivers of living water, and may that word bring life to them, lifting them up, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Do you believe? For the one who believes, everything is possible. Keep these words from Isaiah chapter 53. Keep them in your heart. By his wounds, we are healed. Receive this healing in Jesus' name. Remember that God always arrives just in time. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He sends you blessings.